Let's see, Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Fontaine, F as in Frank, O-N-T-A-I-N-E. Date of birth is, date of birth is, Well, leave the date of birth alone. This is a 66-year-old gentleman currently in hospice for COPD with the diagnosis of end-stage COPD. He was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Once again, patient is a 66-year-old gentleman with COPD, pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, shortness of breath, decreased appetite, decreased weight, hypertension out of control. He doesn't remember if he took his medication today. He's taken care of by his niece, Molanda, M-O-L-A-N-D-A, period. His current medication includes trazodone 100 milligram at nighttime, naproxen on a PRN basis, Norvasc 10 milligram for blood pressure, Tramadol for pain, Bentyl for abdominal pain, Singulair and Zyrtec for his COPD symptoms, as well as lorazepam for anxiety and air hunger, period. Patient has right-sided heart failure, weakness, pedal edema, period. Patient has shown decreased weight and protein calorie malnutrition. Has decreased weight and protein calorie malnutrition, period. He also has hyperlipidemia, hypertension, non-compliance with medication, period. He also has hypertensive heart disease, polyosteoarthritis, alcohol abuse in the past. His learn-oriented times two, quite fatigued with any kind of movement, even talking. He has oxygen at 2 liters available to him that he was taking at the time of interview. He has episodes of confusion, forgetfulness related to his chronic hypoxemia, period. His blood pressure today was 160 over 100. Oxygen at 94% with 2 liters, pulse 110, period. He has episodes of forgetfulness per Molando, M-O-L-N-D-A, period. He takes his nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day to help with his air hunger, period. Sleep has been a problem, but the increased dose of trazodone has helped his symptoms of insomnia. TPS is 50%. Appetite's reduced down to 50 to 70%. KPS, leave it blank. I'm sorry, not KPS. Patient's last MAC, leave it blank. I'll fill it up later. Thank you. Appropriate for hospice with end-stage COPD, right-sided heart failure. Oh, by the way, he also has ADL dependency, wears a diaper, and requires help with his ADL and bowel and bladder incontinency. Thank you. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.